Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Welcome. Glad you could join us. And this is Freedom on the Airwaves. And we're not going to be here much longer, I'm afraid, as the JCPA, as you know, has passed out of committee in the Senate, and they are after our freedom of speech. They want to have big tech and mainstream media decide who gets to stay on the air. They also want to fix advertising rights, and Congress is going to give them complete immunity from prosecution for antitrust violations. Isn't that lovely? Ted Cruz, John Kennedy, or just a couple of the Republicans who've betrayed us. Just thought I'd let you know. Hasn't passed yet in the full Senate and House, but it is out of the Senate committee. And Ted Cruz, once opposing it based on free speech rights, no longer opposes it. Okay, we are brought to you by, a great, great company. A company that, if Biden has his way, you'll all be starving, and he can decide who eats and who dies. And I hate to be that blunt, but that's how I see this. These are tyrants, like the ones we read about in the history books in school. You need your storable food. My Patriot Supply is making it easy. They have a $250 off special on the three-month emergency kit. You should get one for every member of your family. And this is restaurant quality food, 2,000 calories per day. This is lots of diversification in the food, so you won't get sick of eating it, and it lasts for 25 years. Go to prepare with, excuse me, that's the radio tag. I got to give you the radio tag here, okay? Go to foodwithdave.com. That's foodwithdave.com. Also, too, if you have food, you better have water filtration. They're talking about this winter could be the 15-minute winter, which means that in 15 minutes you might get notified they're turning your power off for a while, or they may not notify you at all. But if it stays off very long, you'll have to scavenge water. Do you have the right kind of water filtration for that? Do you even know what to look for? Well, the people at the Alexa Pure Pro Water Filter do. They're the best in the business. They publish their research. They tell you everything you should be looking for. And they have a sale going on, too. I recommend them highly. Go to waterwithdave.com. That's waterwithdave.com. And then finally, how's your nest egg doing? How's your IRA? Would you like to convert it to gold back so the banks can't steal your money, which they can legally do now? Would you like to avoid the shaky banks confiscating your wealth? Well, Noble Gold can help you diversify. They can help you with all that, and they can help you with an IRA conversion. They do a lot of good stuff. I know because I've been a customer for 4 years with Noble Gold. So let's have you call them. We'll give you two options here. 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347. Tell them Dave Hodges told you to call. And if you just want to get an information packet, but you'll know you'll have to call them because they're not high-pressure sales, you can go to goldbeforelate.com, goldbeforelate.com, and get a free information package. But I think you had to call them, 877-646-5347. Well, we have Dr. Sherry Edwards on the line with us, and we've asked her to do some bioacoustic work on presidential candidates, how we know the election was stolen, blah, blah, blah. I got good news out there, though. Brnovich, the attorney general for Arizona, has issued a show cause order for Maricopa County on how so many people were disenfranchised from voting. Do I think it's going to go anywhere? No, because Arizona Republican Party is owned by the International Banking Cartel, same group that owns the Democrats, and they betray everyone who's America First. They hate you. They want to deprive you of your rights, and they will fight this order with all their corrupt judges. But just thought I'd let you know. Sherry, welcome to the show. And my goodness, we got a lot to unpack. So where do you want to start with this? You want to start with the stolen election that you've kind of put your finger on?
Well, it's great to be here and to start this new project that we're going to do about Presidential Watch.
Yes.
I want to thank everybody for their emails and telling us how great they like what we're covering. So we're going to dig deeper. One of the things we do is stick a microphone in someone's face and take a 30-second sample of their voice. We put that into our computer, and the computer takes it all apart and tells us what's going on. And what we've done in the 3 or 4 years that we've been together, we have proven that the voice teaches you about who you are and teaches others how to treat you and can you be trusted. And so I looked at 3 different elections for fraud. And according to people's voices, there's 3 going on, but the one in Arizona, there's much more than just voices going on. There's just absolute, there's not a dirty English language to call what happened in Arizona with Carrie Lake.
Yes, against Katie Hobbs. I don't know if you know this. I want to share this with you before you jump in. If this were known widely prior to the vote, Katie Hobbs would have lost even with all the fraud that she benefited from. Her husband's not breaking the law, but he's doing a profession that is morally reprehensible to many people. He is a, I don't know if this is the correct term, but you'll get the idea. At Phoenix Children's Hospital, he is a transgender surgeon and all that that means for kids. I find that morally deplorable, as do a lot of people. I want to say he's not breaking the law, but I think the color of this would have greatly influenced this election if these individuals that voted on election day would have had any inkling about this, because this is not a popular endeavor. So anyway, just thought I'd share that, Sherry. So let's go to what you got. How do you know this election in Maricopa County was stolen?
Well, when I listen to Carrie Lake's voice, she is delightful to listen to. She's prepared. She knows what she's talking about. She doesn't let anything slide by her. And she loves the people. And when you listen to Katie Hobbs, she has a whiny little voice. And people know, we have learned this through the ages, we know what a whiny voice means. It means you can't be trusted. You don't carry anything through. You're childlike. And if the people's votes had really counted, Carrie Lake would have run off with this election based on vocal analysis. Mm-hmm. And I think there were some things that happened afterwards that you talked about on your show that just shows how bad this situation is. Because when you talked about they decided that they could elect Liz Cheney and Stacey Abrams, and they're saying, look, look what we can do. We're in control. If you don't sit down and shut up, that's who we're going to put in charge. It was just an up yours. We can do this again, so shut up.
Yeah, well, Liz Cheney got shown the door, and she's like a woman scorned.
Yes, we said that on the show. Carrie Lake is coming back. And if they come back and really count these votes, they're going to find out that she ran away with this election.
Yeah.
Just based on people's vocal prints and what you can feel and read and what our computer can look at.
Tell us what you found and include the science in this.
Another one that I think is stolen is the Fetterman.
Yeah.
I looked at his voice. He has 3 notes, which means he's incredibly limited. He wants to do good. He just doesn't have anything there to do anything good with. He's been proven to not be able to even carry on a debate or a conversation. Why would people vote for him? It's illogical. People really know by what they hear who can be trusted and who can't. And he's like somebody who really wants to be good for his drinking buddies, but he just doesn't know how. Mm-hmm. And the third one I think that got really out of hand was New York. You have studied psychology. What people choose unsafe over safe?
Very few people know.
It does. And Lee Zeldin ever lost that election is beyond me, but it makes me think that the mafia or cartels or something like that runs New York, and that's how that got taken. So I don't know if it's the cartels, is it China, It really looks like China has a lot of control. Russia?
They do. That Russia has no control. That's the biggest myth out there. That's the myth promulgated by the Democrats, so we'll look in the wrong direction. But yes, China, most definitely. Let me give a little fact here, because you're hitting something, I think, without really going back to 2020. In 2020, there were two lawsuits that and a favorable judgment, a judgment from two different judges to surrender the election codes from the voting machines for analysis by the audit team. The Maricopa County Board of Supervisors, the liars that they are, and I'm going to be asking Sherry about that in a minute, they refused court orders. The Attorney General issued an opinion, said you must comply, and to this day, they still have not complied. And what these election codes would have shown was where were the votes counted. Were they counted in Maricopa County where they were required to be counted, or were they sent to China for manipulation beyond the watchful eye? And people that ran election centers have said, not just to me, but to others, that they weren't given the election codes on election night in 2020 as required by law. And so when you say China, we have to include this aspect. And by the way, the phony election in Brazil has the same exact elements in it I just described. It's the same pattern.
Well, I think, we have to find out who's behind this. I think the cartels is a lot of it. I think they really want to take over America and for it to be like Mexico, where they run it and they kill whoever they want. They want money. They want power. I think China just wants the U.S. to move their people in to grow the food. They don't have enough room, so they're just going to annex our land, just like Russia's trying to annex Ukraine.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But one of the things that we're up against is they have more money than anything. Look at what recently happened, and you've talked about this, but let's remind people. This FTX, it was a Bitcoin kind of thing, a currency, and this man somehow got tons of money to start out and ended up putting something like $40 million or $40 billion into the Democratic election. And it's that Mitch McConnell got $2.5 million of that money. Now, with that kind of money floating around, how can they help but fall prey to it?
Well, the figures I've come up with, 95% of FTX Democratic contributions for the election, which totals a little over $38 million, 95% went to the Republicans. But listen to this, and this, I don't know if you've heard me say this or not, but 5% went to GOP, and the people that run the Republican Party now, okay, Mitch McConnell, Kevin McCarthy, and Rona McDaniel, the head of the RNC, and then we come even locally here in Arizona. You've got Bill Gates, the chairman of the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors, responsible for this total botched election. And you got Reischer, the county clerk and recorder for Maricopa County, same blame. Listen to this. These two men contribute to a PAC. Sherry, if you haven't heard me say this, okay, don't drink or eat anything when I say this, please. These two men, along with many other establishment Republicans in Arizona, are dedicated to purging the state of America First candidates. Even if they're Republicans, they're working against their own. So their argument is, we wouldn't cheat. We wouldn't potentially shut down a third of the voting machines in Maricopa County, all in Republican areas. We wouldn't do that. We're Republicans. Yeah, they're establishment Republicans. That's the difference. And so I've said often in the last 2 days on my media outlets, I will give no money to the Republican Party. If you do, you're wasting it. You need to give money to individual Republican candidates directly. Don't give to the RNC. Don't give to Georgia Republican funds for Herschel Walker. Give to Herschel Walker's campaign directly. When Carrie Lake runs again, and I hope she does, I will contribute to her directly. The Republicans will never see another dime of mine as long as the establishment Republicans, which are really controlled by the same people as the Democrats, run the show. So, Sherry, I wanted you to be aware of that because you're on the right track. I found out how this election was manipulated in terms of the philosophical intent.
Well, I think we need to look at Ron DeSantis in Florida. He kept them out of their elections. And if the people's votes were really allowed to count, the whole country would have gone like Florida went.
I don't disagree. And you know, here in Maricopa County, we still haven't counted all the votes. Isn't that interesting? And in Florida, they counted all the votes in a much bigger state in 7 hours. That's because they don't let all this corruption in. You know, Sherry, aside from bioacoustics and what I learned about who runs the GOP, you know, just ask yourself this question. What sense does it make, if you want a fair election, to have unsupervised ballot boxes? And then a Democratic judge ruled that you couldn't videotape people going to them. Now, people did anyway, and we saw thousands of ballots illegally stuffed. There are videos all over the place with this. But who in their right mind would allow these unsupervised ballot boxes to count in an election unless they wanted to cheat?
It doesn't make any sense. It's not even logical. Until we take back our elections, we'll never have people in power that are for the people.
I agree.
And that's what we're going to track. And we need paper ballots. They need to be secured. When DeSantis told the election, the overseers, they're not coming into my state, you're not bugging anybody, you're not going to intimidate anybody, you're not doing anything, he made sure that the people's votes really counted. You know, one of the things that we've talked about over the years is that when we first started talking about Trump, I said he has the personality of a gunslinger. People may not like his personality, but they certainly like what he gets done. And now he's starting to attack other people. And people may not like what I'm going to say, but I think it's a solution to what's going on. That's going to split the party. And if Trump has a love for the people the way I think he does, he will step back and say, I need to move out of here to keep America for the people. Because if he stays and with this attitude, it's going to split the Republican Party. But I have a solution. But I have something to say first. When he, when Green started to attack DeSantis, that was my clue that Trump put her up to it, and she's going to be a running mate because there are two bulls in a china shop. What he wants is not necessarily to be a president, and that's a good one, but he really wants the corruption to stop. And it's not going to work. I have four or five people that I think are going to be involved. Youngkin, DeSantis, Lee Zeldin, and there's one more. Zeldin, Youngkin, DeSantis. Four of them. I've got them on my notes here. I don't see it right now. But one of the other things I want to make a statement about, Biden really screwed Manchin. And I think even if the Democrats get voted in, I think Manchin's going to put a big sting on anything Biden wants to do, because Biden really screwed him to get his vote. I want to suggest that there's DeSantis and Youngkin, DeSantis and Zeldin, and Josh Hawley is, or Hawley is the other one. I think he is absolutely wonderful.
Yeah.
He's not afraid to attack the big guys. He doesn't back down. He just spits it out there as absolute truth, and he's right. So if we could persuade Trump to step back and let some younger people take over with the assurance that we would put Trump in an office of government integrity assurance so he could go in there with a lot of clout and take out the vultures. I think it would pull the Republican Party back together. You have any thoughts about that?
Yeah, I do. Not until the establishment is gone. I ran into this in 2016, and honestly, I can't remember the guy's name. And I told this on the Doug and Dave Intel report, but since it's come up again, there was the Republican establishment in 2016 said, we don't care who the people vote for in the primaries. We'll pick who, but the candidate will be, meaning they wanted to move away from Trump because the establishment's owned by the international banking cartels. Okay, and I'm talking the Bank of International Settlement, the Rothschilds, yes, that group, World Economic Forum, they're all under their spell. And people like me began to go ballistic. And I said, you know what, I'll help wreck your party. You do this now and go against the will of the people, we don't need you. And I said I started mobilizing people, and they went ballistic on the leadership. Well, it got so intense, and I don't mean illegal or criminal, but it got so intense, the criticism, people threatening to leave the party, that it was the number two guy in charge. I put him in my sights when he made a quote that was totally, we don't care what the people want. And the day after I wrote a blistering article, his wife wrote to me and asked me to stop. You know who wears the pants and dress in that family, to use those old metaphors. And I saw this mentality in 2016. This mentality is here for 2024. Paul Ryan, who's a total communist, total sellout to this country, supported the giveaway of American government to the TPP, which Trump did away with when he came into power. He said today, Trump will destroy the GOP. No, it's these people that have destroyed the GOP. So I just wanted to say that, Sherry, and get that out there on the record when you're asking me about this. The Republican Party cannot be trusted in its present form. And people need to rally behind individual candidates.
Remember when Obama created, I think it was Media Matters, and he put out all these press releases so all of these news reporters were using the same words to go against Trump and everything that Obama didn't want to happen?
Yeah.
To the point where you could just almost recognize the key words in every newscaster you heard, but we need to get that. Trump should be fighting mad, and I think that he is, but they're never going to stop. They're never going to quit going after him. It may be what shoe size he wears. They're not going to stop. They've gotten so far ahead of everybody else. They've ruined his reputation. They've ruined his family. They've ruined what he's done for the people. They have ruined the trust people had in him. Not that it's gone. It's been ruined by the media and by these people going after him. And he is, it's awful to say because I liked him. He's a detriment to part of the party because it's going to split the party. I think I would ask Trump to stand down for the good of the people. And let the four people that we really know are for the people. There's Carrie Lake, who's great. Tulsi Gabbard, I really like, although she's out of the Democratic Party now. So let the people who have the people's interests in mind, let them somehow lead. That's what people will go for. The goals of supporting the people and get the people out of there that are supporting their own pocketbooks and somebody else's agenda.
Yeah, a couple of things. I mean, we share a lot. I mean, Josh Hawley, by the way, Josh Hawley basically confirmed what I'm telling you about the Republicans. The day after the midterms, he said the Republican Party is dead and we need to start over. And he's basically saying what I'm saying. By the way, there's news out of Arizona, and I think you'll find this interesting. Maricopa County Supervisor Chief Bill Gates confirmed on Sunday he was transferred to an undisclosed location, provided a security detail after workers at the Arizona County Elections Office faced months of escalating death threats that made it increasingly difficult to do their job. That is BS. That is BS. There is not a widespread move to rain down violence, because if this was Antifa that had been disenfranchised in Maricopa County, they'd be burning down buildings right now. This is a publicity stunt simply designed to try to turn the sympathy card in favor of the people that cheated and helped steal this election. By the way, I know Bill Gates, this not the Bill Gates of Microsoft, but this Maricopa County Bill Gates. I used to know him well, and he was a man of integrity. You could trust him, but he's now joined the dark side. And I don't believe the reasons that he was transferred. I don't believe it for 2 seconds. This is all posturing designed to get public opinion on their side. Gee, isn't it terrible what's happening to the people? Yeah, well, how about the people that would go to an election center? This happened to family members of mine. They go to an election center and vote. Okay, but oh no, you can't vote. Gee, was there an election today? Well, none of our machines are working. So they go to a second election center. No, no, you already checked into the first one, so you can't vote at all. They did this crap, Sherry. That's the crap they did. And this Bill Gates guy, I don't believe this story. Do I think there could have been a death threat or two? Yeah, no more than what I get. And this is all a sympathy move. I have to take him to an undisclosed location. Give me a flippin' break.
We have to take some information and action from DeSantis. How did he keep him out of his state? How did he keep everything clean? Do you remember last year when we talked about the Chinese professor who was talking to some grad students?
Oh, yeah.
And one of our interns decoded it for, not decoded, edited it for us. And the professor was saying, we want Biden. We want his people in there because we can't have Trump in there. We cannot control Trump. So we're going to do everything that we can do to spoil Trump's chances. Doesn't that tell you a good part of who's behind this?
Yeah, it's true. It's a plot to overthrow America. It's that simple. I mean, look at Biden. Why would you take over a country whose nation is based on energy and say, okay, I know I promised a conversion period, an adjustment period, but nah, we're not going to do that. The first day I'm going to cancel the Keystone Pipeline and all this other stuff. And he took energy away from an energy country, and now we wonder why we have record high inflation. I mean, it's deliberate. The takedown of this country is deliberate. In the campaign, Biden in a debate used the phrase, we're going to build back better. Well, there was nothing to build back better then. We had less than 1% inflation. We had a trade balance in our favor. The military was strong. We were feared. The Afghan rebels hadn't killed an American in months because Trump threatened them all with death. There was nothing to build back better. But what he meant was, I'm going to destroy the country. And I'll build it back better, and I'll use that phrase from the World Economic Forum. Sherry, that's who's behind all this, and the Bank of International Settlements and the Rothschild family.
And you can't take any of them's word for it. Look at Pelosi. Said she's going to retire and then just came out of retirement today and said, oh, I may run again. There it is.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. And the media is right there as the lapdog for these people. Let me give you an example. A woman who's been cast as a controversial candidate because she dares to support the Second Amendment and the rest of the Constitution, Lauren Boebert, she basically has stood up for constitutional rights. And listen to this. Here's a quote she made. The news out of Colorado Springs with the shooting at that LGBTQ club that killed 5 people and wounded 18, she said, this is a terrible thing this morning. The victims and their families are in my prayers. The lawless violence needs to end quickly. That's a responsible statement by a person in Congress. I support what she said. Here's what they said after her comment. In print, let's see, who wrote this ridiculous thing? This is out of the AP. Here's what they called her. Okay, gay-hating, gun-loving congressman. After she said what she said here, this is terrible, it needs to stop, I don't support this, this is terrible, I pray for the victims and their families. This is just reprehensible journalism, but Sherry, this is what we got. Anyway, let's go back to what you've got. Using bioacoustic analysis, take us in a direction that shows us where we're going with what you've discovered.
Well, I think we should start our own media company like Obama did, and reporters are lazy. And we should get out our own stories. If that isn't being done, it should be picked up.
Yeah, it was Obama and in combination with George Soros that started Media Matters. And basically, Soros owns that, I think, as a subsidiary, if I'm not mistaken. But don't think that Obama is not calling the shots.
Yep. I think Liz will come up and try to run again, and she's nothing but a dumb donkey.
Liz Cheney?
Yeah, I think she's going to try
it. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. What do you get when you run her voice prints? What do you get from the Telltale?
Vengeful, mm-hmm. Not collected together, leaving a lot of information out, and just a lot of revenge. What you said, a woman scorned, that's kind of her personality.
That's what she reminds me of, yeah. You read on Carrie Lake. Is she honest?
Yes. But there's a little underneath Carrie that really needs some help. And if I say it out loud, the other side will know how to dig at her. But I'm going to say it anyway. So our side... She's articulate. She knows what she's saying. She won't let anybody get away with anything. But she's not quite believing in her own power yet.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. I agree with that. I do.
She would make a great pairing for the presidential election.
You think she should be a VP? Here's the problem you're going to get, though. The fact that she's not elected and she hasn't held elected office, she wouldn't be looked at as a credible vice presidential candidate. That would be an area they would attack her on. They'll attack her anyway, but I think that would be a criticism. And I'm not even saying it's a valid criticism, because right now, to me, I don't care if you've been a politician before, because that increases the chances you're a crook.
Well, tell me how Kamala Harris got in there.
She slept her way to the top.
A good way to put it.
We call her heels in the air Harris, and that's who she is. I don't care if people are offended by that or not. That's how she climbed the ladder in the Bay Area.
Do nothing, Kamala.
Yeah, you got to wonder, how the hell did she get a law degree? Would she go to the University of Kmart? It was, I can't imagine her getting through. You know, I have a relative who's in pre-law. It's hard. And you have to be articulate. And she's anything but. She can't put together two intelligible sentences. And as far as I know, she doesn't have cognitive decline like Fetterneck or Biden. Pretty interesting.
I've heard her call cackling Kamala. That kind of
I agree.
Sums it up.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty good analysis of her. Remind us what you found on Katie Hobbs, the governor-elect of Arizona.
Scattered, opinionated. I've got her stuff right in front of me. Let me look at it. Very much for a purpose, toward a purpose, wants to work hard toward a purpose, but the purpose is not for the people. The purpose is for her own aggrandizement. So she'll work hard on something she wants money or some reward out of. But if there's nothing like that in the future, if she does something, she'll not go for it at all.
Yeah. I hear you. She's also not very intelligent. That's been made really clear. How do you win a governor's election and you refuse to debate your opponent? That's amazing to me.
Well, and her voice, I can only stand to listen to this little whiny voice.
My wife calls
me
her
up the wall.
My wife calls her the 90s Valley Girl.
Yeah, good one.
Yeah, that's what she reminds me of, and she's got the brains of one. She was for amnesty as a sanctuary state for Arizona when she was in the legislature. Pretty scary stuff. Really scary.
I was listening to Youngkin out of Virginia this morning. He knows how to get to people. It's their children, protecting their children, leaving it for the children. He came in on an emotional plea where people have a soft spot in their hearts. I think he would make a good vice president, and I think Lee Zeldin would, and Josh Hawley, and DeSantis, of course. But Trump's got to get off of this thing of calling people names.
I agree with that. I totally agree. In fact, I criticized him for it. But, I had this debate with one of my neighbors, a good friend of mine, and he says he's going to support DeSantis for president. And I think DeSantis will make a great president, but not now. He doesn't have the national power base yet. Trump has the ability to take on the establishment and win. DeSantis doesn't yet. Yet.
Well, we need to get behind him and get all of this publicity and stuff just scraped off the commode and stand behind him because they're really attacking him on every level. So those are my four to really watch, and Carrie Lake. The ones that are going to jump in, maybe that need watching and some support, but they don't have enough behind them. Jim Jordan from Ohio, Nikki Haley, and the ones that are absolute no's, Petey Boy, Kamala Harris,
Yeah.
Biden, Pence, Hillary, Chris Christie, Cruz, Fetterman, Manchin might jump in there, Romney, Michelle Obama, Kevin McCarthy, and Liz Cheney. So we'd like some information from our audience of who they think they want to be involved and who they want us to look at. We're going to call this our presidential watch.
Well, I think there's only two candidates from the GOP that even would stand a chance, and that would be number one, Trump, and secondarily, it would be DeSantis, but I think it's premature for him, as I said. But those two, there's nobody else. Josh Hawley, again, doesn't have the national base, although he has the right mentality. He's a fighter, and I see a lot of good in him, but he hasn't got the publicity. Tom Cotton is too close to a rhino for me. He hasn't crossed the line yet, but he flirts with the line. And so I don't think there's anybody else out there that I would support. The Democrats, that's interesting. Michelle Obama would have no chance. No chance. She can't, she's not articulate enough on the issues. I don't think she's unintelligent, quite the contrary, but after all, she was an attorney, and an attorney with a brain, unlike Kamala. But I don't see her being able to carry a campaign, and I don't see anybody else out there on the Democratic side. Manchin, nope, he's gone against the flow too many times. The Democrats will not support him.
Pence is going to try it. Pence thinks he's really important.
Oh, Pence isn't going anywhere. Tell me, have you run Pence's stuff? What do you have on him?
He's not up front. He doesn't share the truth. He lacks foundation. I could send you his report. It's deep down on my computer someplace. But the biggest thing is he's scattered and he lacks a foundation. It's like, go with the flow. And whatever I decide today is what's going to happen. I don't much care about anything else.
Okay. I Pence right now couldn't get elected to dog catcher. Okay, the America First people hate him for his role in J6. And listen, I'll cut him slack there. I don't think legally he had a lot of wiggle room there. I've read the law. It's confusing, but I can understand why he felt compelled to do what he did. But he was never loyal to Trump. He took out a PAC to run for president in 2020, 2 months after he was inaugurated as vice president. And I published the PAC, and I'm thinking, well, he must think Trump's getting impeached over the Russia collusion delusion. But no loyalty whatsoever to Trump. his loyalties to himself. People tell me privately he's a moral reprobate. He's not going to be anything. Okay, so
anybody associated with J6 is going to go down. The people are really ticked off about what's happening to these people. For going to the Capitol, they're getting more time in jail than murder.
Yeah, listen, I'm I hear you, but the problem is too many people are still uninvolved, and too many people still watch the mainstream media. You know, with all that we know now from the Durham investigation and Tony Bobulinski, you know, we still see the media saying no proof against Hunter, and even though the GOP had a massive press release and conference, and they played evidence. Then they say, Joe didn't know even if his son did something wrong. That's the AP now. That's a lie. They've got voicemail recordings of him, eyewitnesses. It's so maddening here. We're being ruled by a criminal enterprise that's under the control of the Ukrainian and communist Chinese government.
I think the cartel has their fingers in a lot of pies.
Well, they're China. Also. They're China.
The cartel controls, is China?
Oh, yeah. The Mexican cartel is those cartels, the Sinaloas, the CJNG, they're controlled by China.
I did not know that.
Yeah, they're controlled by China. In fact, actually, this is how fentanyl works. The raw materials are sent to the cartels, and they put it together in drug labs in Mexico. Right under the watchful eye of the Mexican government. Thank you very much for killing American young people. And then they ship it north, and then they sell, and people die. That's China and the cartels together. The cartels have military-grade equipment supplied by who? China. You didn't know that, did you? Oh.
No, we need to stand back and find a way to stop this and get around it. These elections, they're just saying to us out loud, you don't control your own vote. Your own vote doesn't matter. What you think doesn't matter.
That's
we're going to tell you what you think, and it needs to stop.
Do you have, let me ask you this question. Have you done Bill Gates of Maricopa County?
No, I have not. We started to, but we couldn't find a video of him that was clear enough. So if you can find a video somewhere, somehow, I will certainly do his voice.
Yeah, I can get you a video because, well, first of all, I already know the answer. But I think you will just confirm what we already know to be true, which is important to get some science behind it. Have you done Trump recently?
I have. I don't have it in front of me. But there's a stirring anger underneath. He has a right to be angry. He's really hurt about his family not sticking with him. And that's the last one I did when he was talking about his part of his family.
Yeah. You know,
I will do a new one.
Okay. That would be good for a follow-up. And to say this about Carrie Lake now, okay, and all that's going on in Arizona. Listen, I know what's going on the ground on Arizona. I'm actually speaking to the Arizona Tea Party on December 21st. And so I have a real good handle on what's going on. And this is so fun. The protests have been unbelievable. And the people in Maricopa County are not accepting this at all. They're being very vocal. But it's kind of funny. Raw Story, which is nothing but a piece of trash liberal rag, they said Arizona voters contradict Carrie Lake and the state AG's allegation of voter fraud. You know, they don't have to even prove voter fraud. When a third of your voting machines don't work and they're all in Republican areas and thousands of people didn't get to vote, you have to do that election over. That's not even voter fraud. That's gross incompetence. Now, do I think it happened on purpose? Yeah, because if it didn't, these unconnected voting machines and tabulators would have gone down equally across the system. Does that make sense to you, Sherry?
It certainly does, and I've heard Carrie talk about it too. And she is very truthful when she says, we won this election.
They did. They did, but the people are protesting like no one's business. And there is voter fraud stories coming in, though. We have videos of people stuffing dozens at a time of ballots in these unsupervised ballot boxes. And at Arizona State University, where the president of Arizona State's former CIA friend with Obama, total Marxist, he allowed the Democrats to put drop boxes at ASU. And eyewitnesses are saying the sororities and some of the other student organizations collected thousands of ballots, which is illegal. You're allowed to deposit the votes for people who live in your own house that are family members. And they deposited thousands of ballots that got illegally counted. So there's your voter fraud.
What do we have to do to get that done over?
I don't think it's going to happen. We'll see what happens. Brnovich is going hard after it. By the way, they're accusing Carrie Lake of threatening that Bill Gates character. They're saying she's behind this now. And there was a break-in to Katie Hobbs' office during the campaign, and they accused her of being behind it. And then they found out the guy had just been let out of jail 3 hours before, and that his first job was to go randomly start burglarizing. So clearly she had nothing to do with it, but that won't stop these people from making up stuff to cover the big steal.
How can we convince the public outside of Maricopa County that this really is happening and civility in the Democratic Party is non-existent? They'll slit your throat, or I can't say that.
Well,
They're not
no,
civil
I hear what
people.
you're saying. You can say that. I would say this, that it's across the country, you're going through voter fraud too. It's just that the people running Maricopa County are children, they're stupid, they're ignorant, they're incompetent, and they're crooked. And this is why they got caught so easily. So in other parts of the country, they're a little more sophisticated, a little more sneaky. But they still have the ballot boxes and so forth. And if you have not seen people, the movie 2000 Mules with Dinesh D'Souza, it
I
will remove
have.
any doubt as to what happened in 2020.
I saw that. I was outraged. But I also saw something from Mike Lindell right near the election where he was showing they were counting ballots, and when they dumped too many Democrat ballots in, they took them back out. It's that kind of thing. I can't find any video of that. And if you know of anything, let me look at it.
I'll have to take a look at that. Have you done anybody else of note recently that our audience would be interested in?
Yes, the guy that was taking over, is it Ty? He's a was married to Kardashian.
Oh, Ye uses new name
Yay.
now. Yeah.
Yes, very cool guy, very down to earth, very foundational, very promising, concerned about the people. Maybe on if there's more platforms like his, we can get the information out to people. But I just think it happened once, several times. They didn't think it would happen again. They couldn't believe it could happen again. And we let it happen. It's got to be stopped.
No, I agree, but it's going to keep happening. As long as you use machines. By the way, let me tell you something about Katie Hobbs. I forgot to mention this. Katie Hobbs was the Secretary of State running for governor, which means she's in charge of state elections. Carrie Lake called on her to recuse herself and step down from the position during the campaign, which is the ethical thing to do. Not only did she refuse to do that, Cochise County, which is on the border of Mexico and Arizona, they announced that they were going to hand count the vote after the machines were done to validate the machines. Hello, hello. Cheaters can't let that happen. So, as Secretary of State, Katie Hobbs, in conflict of interest to this election, went to court to stop them from the hand count. That says two things. One, they know the machines are corrupt. Number two, Katie Hobbs violated all ethics, probably broke some law. In fact, Arizona law says that she couldn't do what she did. Someone actually sent me the law. But that's how corrupt it is here. But folks, it's no different in Philadelphia. You have tens of thousands of votes being taken in one-person cars from one center to another in black duffel bags. You think that's okay? In Wisconsin, in several elections in counties, you have people who have more votes than there are in the county for registered voters. It just never ends. It's everywhere. The Democrats have perfected the art of stealing an election.
And I don't think Biden cares if we get up in arms about this and have a civil war. I think that's what he's pushing.
He'll invoke the Kigali principles if that happens. He'll call in foreign troops. Obama, when he left office, signed us on to an illegal treaty not approved by two-thirds of the Senate, required by law. And he put us into this treaty with the UN, 28 signatory nations that say if there's trouble in another nation, the UN can order troops to go in and straighten things out. So if the people do rise up, there'll be foreign troops on our soil, and those troops will be Chinese wearing blue helmets.
Well, we don't know how to I don't know how to help all of this, except we can give you these computer programs, give your audience copies of these computer programs so you can look for yourself who is telling you the truth. And we have classes that we can give to people for gift to try to straighten this out.
Yeah, before we go there, because I do want to conclude with that, have you done Marjorie Taylor Greene? What do you think of her?
I have, and she is very dedicated and dedicated to a purpose, and she will fight like anything to get her purpose completed. But she doesn't always know the right goal, the right purpose, I should say. But she's got a lot of energy. She's a fighter. She won't back down. But she doesn't always know where her loyalties need to lie.
Yeah, I honestly see her as someone who has a good grasp of what's going on. But I also see her as somebody who, I'm trying to think of the right term here, Sherry. She's not as well versed on the variety of things the globalists are doing to America. She sees a lot of it and responds to it. But I don't know that she knows how it all fits together. And I don't mean that as an insult. I support her. I'm glad she got reelected. She's been SWAT teamed 6 times, so she's obviously on the right track in someone's mind. But like I said, I think she needs to develop a little more in-depth, broad-based analysis. Like Paul Preston has, Agenda 21. She's not
a little more finesse on how to get things done.
She's not there. Yeah, but the thing is, I like her bull in the China closet approach, because we're past the point of being civil with the Democrats. So there's no talking to them, reasoning with them. They're going to enact policies that overthrow this government. Anyway, tell people about what you're doing and how they can be a part of what you do at Bioacoustic Analysis, and what you guys do at Sound Health Portal.
Okay, and we're going to do some of it through your shows. We're going to follow all the presidential candidates, all the people who announced, and we're going to tell you whether they're telling the truth or not. Mm-hmm. But don't take our word for it. We'll give you the computer programs and the education, the videos. They're open 24/7. So you can look at the missing, the separated, the concentrated information, the unbalanced notes, and tell who would make a good leader for you, the people, and who would make a good leader for them to stuff their own pocketbooks.
Yeah, I think that's really important to do. Bioacoustic Analysis is really kind of like leading the way to uncover hidden health issues with frequency analysis, but also motives and the truth. And the motives and the truth are really important. How can people follow you, get involved?
I would like them to follow us on Sound Health Portal. because we have found out what's behind COVID. A big part of it is fatigue. And I've wrote a computer program this week about how you can tell if iron is being metabolized in your body.
Oh, okay.
And that's the mathematical relationship with COVID. If you've had COVID or had the shots, they are disturbing something called aconitase. And aconitase is the iron regulatory protein. And we are offering free vocal analysis for anyone who feels fatigued. And we think that's delivered if you're fatigued and you can't get up and go to work. And
I agree. Sherry, we're almost out of time, though, so can you give us where they go?
Just soundhealthportal.com and go to campaigns and ask them to do an iron evaluation. It's free. Okay. They'll send you the report, and we'd like everybody to give us information.
And on that note, we got to close. Thank you so much for being with us, Sherry, and blessed to you, ladies and gentlemen. God bless all of you. Keep the fight up. That's soundhealthportal.com, and we'll see you all back here again next time.